ball's game back in Fall City. The Lord Central Catholic Knights got the win over Fall City's girls, the final 44-40 in that one. They've got the boys' varsity game underway now, that game being heard live over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon has the call for you. Speaking of John Nixon, we'd like to remind you that John will have high school basketball for you tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening over on KTNC, live from LeBlanc High School in St. Joe, Missouri. At noon, he'll have the Mound City Panthers taking on the Nebraska City Pioneers. And at 4:30, it'll be the Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Those games will be heard on KTNC because we're going to have Kansas City Chiefs football here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow afternoon. So that's why the games will be on KTNC. Be sure and join John Nixon for those games. Also, we want to remind you, we'll have live coverage of the Mudecas tournament from Beatrice next week. We're going to pick it up with semifinal action on Thursday and Friday, and then the finals on Saturday. The games will be determined depending on the outcome of the games played on Monday and Tuesday. But join us beginning Thursday for semifinal action of the Mudecas tournament. You'll hear those games here on Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this upcoming boys contest. First of all, for the Diller Odell Griffins, the Griffins will go with Cooper Ebling. Ebling is a 5'10 senior. Zach Warren, a sophomore at 6'1. Nate Lyons, 6'3 and a senior. Caden Sutton, 6'4 and a junior. And Cooper Morgan, a freshman at 6'2. Those are the starting five we've been given for the Diller Odell Griffins. Starting lineup for the Sacred Heart Irish. They'll go with Jacob Jordan. Jordan is a 5'11 senior. He's averaging 13 points per ball game on the season. Jake Freshel, a senior at 5'11, averaging 7.2 points per game. Evan Keithley, a 6'1 junior. He's averaging 10 points per game, but get this, Evan Keithley is hitting 41% from three-point range on the season. He's 19 out of 46 for 41% from three-point range. Also in the starting lineup, Joe Simon. Simon, a 6'3 sophomore. He's averaging 9.2 points per game. And Brogan Nottigal in the starting lineup. Nottigal, a senior at 6'3. He's averaging 8 points per contest for Coach Doug Goltz and the Sacred Heart Irish. So, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Diller Odell Griffins getting set to get underway here. We're going to have the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, and then we'll have the opening tip-off right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
And we welcome you back to Diller Odell High School here in Odell, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula. Very pleased to have joining me now Matt Miley alongside. Matt, I know it's noisy in here, but welcome.
Hi, Randy. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us once again. For those of you that don't know, Matt is a senior here at Diller Odell High School. She's interested in broadcast journalism, and for, what, the last couple of years, you've been sitting in for a couple of ball games with us, and we're glad to have you back with us again here tonight.
Absolutely.
A girls' game, a little bit of a tough one tonight for the Lady Griffins. Not a bad night, Matt. You're well above your average here, 7 points in the ball game. But, boy, the Sacred Heart girls kind of shooting lights out tonight, hard to defend.
Yeah, high percentage shooting.
That they were. We've had the introduction of starting lineup for the Irish, and now we're going to meet the starters over the public address system here. Well, it looks like we've got some different starters than I was given, but we'll get them figured out here as they announce them. I don't have a 20. Who's number 20 out here?
Jason Arnold,
number 31, a 6'4 junior.
Okay, he's wearing 20. I see my problem. Here we go. Now we got him, Jason Arnold in the starting lineup. There he is. All right, so the clock is set at 8 minutes. We're ready to get to the second half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. Randy Gatula, Matt Meyerly with you. We're live from Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. Nice purple shoes out there. How about that? Caden Sutton will step in to jump it up for the Griffins, and he'll jump it up against Brogan Nautical for the Irish. Gary Pence, our official, steps in. Here's the tip controlled by the Irish. Simon comes down with it. Outlet pass comes up to Jacob Jordan across the timeline. Looks like a zone defense to open here for the Griffins to open the ball game. Jordan at the top of the key, holds the ball for a minute, takes a couple of dribbles, works to the left side of the lane. Now comes back to the near right side to Jake Freshel. Underneath, they go into Simon with it. Ball is tipped away and stolen down in the corner. And coming up with a steal is Cooper. Is it Ebling or Ebling?
Ebling.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, Ebling with the basketball to the left elbow. Nate Lyons with the ball. Nate Lyons back up to Warren inside the paint. They flip it into the corner. Baseline right side. Open look for three. Over the top doesn't go. Rebound to Jacob Jordan. Fast break. Jordan down the court. He had Simon down there. There's Keithley for three from the corner. Short off the rim. Chases down the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And it touched last by Keithley. He was over there battling with Nate Lyons for that basketball. And it'll belong to the Griffins. No score in the ball game. 7:13 to play here in the first quarter. Down court with the ball comes Ebling, Cooper Ebling, to set the offense. He's picked up in the man-to-man defense out here by Jacob Jordan. Ebling picks up the dribble, feeds to the corner left side to Warren. Inside the paint, top of the key, a three on the way, up off the glass, doesn't go. Shot put up by Nate Lyons. Fast break the other way to Freshel under the basket. Oh, he fended across to Simon. Simon not able to handle it. The ball got away and goes out of bounds. We've played more than a minute now, 6:52 to play in the first quarter. Still no score in the contest. Coach Dylan Hendricks pacing the sideline across the way, frustrated with that one, I think. Down court comes Cooper Ebling on the dribble. Jordan is there with him in the man-to-man defense. Ebling hands the ball up to Nate Lyons. Comes to the near side on the left to Warren. Warren holds it for a moment. Now goes on the baseline underneath. Ball is tipped away, and it's going to be touched last under the basket there, apparently, by Sutton. Irish basketball. Down court. With the dribble, again comes Jacob Jordan. Still no score. We've played a minute and a half. He goes to Freshel on the right side. Back up top, it comes to Jordan. Around the horn to Keithley. Nautical feeds it into traffic to Simon. Nautical, jump shot, 5 feet away, left side, off the rim, no good. And the rebound is pulled down there by the Griffins, getting the basketball, Zach Warren. Warren has the pass right back to him into the corner, deep baseline left side. They hold the ball for a minute. Simon's over there on defense. Now with the basketball is Nate Lyons on the left elbow. Lyons flips it underneath on the baseline under the basket. Sutton moves to the hoop, shot up and good. Nice move there by Caden Sutton on the baseline to put it down. It's 2-0. Griffins on top. Freshel with the ball, goes to Jordan in the paint. Jordan flips it to the baseline. Keithley up top to Nautical. Around the horn it comes again to Freshel. Jake Freshel feeds a pass again to Keithley in traffic. Simon with a move to the basket, puts a shot up, can't get it. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on the Griffins.
That'll be a foul on number 31, Caden Sutton. That is his first foul and first team foul for the Griffins.
At the free throw line, Joe Simon shooting two. The first one is up. It's short off the front of the rim. Came up just a short. He'll have a second attempt coming here. 5:34 to play first period. 2-0 your score. Second shot for Joe Simon is on the way. This one is good. He got it. Ball. So it's 2-1. The Irish are on the board. Substitute into the ballgame for Sacred Heart. Derek Schwong checks into the lineup. Schwong in replacing Joe Simon for the Irish. Schwong, a 6'6" senior. Down court is Ebling with the ball to the right wing. To Warren. Warren feeds it inside the paint. Lyons. Lyons holds the ball a minute. Ball tipped away by Nautical. Freshel comes up with it. Then Freshel loses the handle. Saves it from going out of bounds. Flips it back into Schwong, who goes to Jacob Jordan. Here's a three on the way. Nautical left elbow. Got it. Broken Nautical. He scores most of his points under the basket, but nailed a three from out of the left elbow. And it's 4-2. Irish lead it. There's Ebling in the paint. Flips it to the corner right side to Lyons. Around the horn. In traffic, moving with the ball is Sutton. Fall away shot, Sutton up and off, no good. Rebound, Freshel. Down in a hurry, here come the Irish. with a sense of urgency. Jordan for three from the right side. Doesn't go. Ball tipped away by Sutton underneath. Grabbed up by Keithley. Did not to go for another three. This one is off the rim. It's the backboard support. And the ball will go back over to the Griffins. Griffins get the basketball.
Sub coming in for the Griffins. Number 32, TJ Vidosh is in the game. Score is 2-4. Griffins are down. Irish are up.
4:35 to play here in the first quarter. All right, Griffin's basketball. Cooper Ebling to the near side finds Zach Warren. Warren holds the ball for a minute, lobs it into Sutton in traffic. Ball tipped away from Sutton, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline on Caden Sutton, the 6'4 junior. On Sutton, I believe.
That is his second foul and the Griffin's second team foul.
All right, so the Irish get the ball back and down court. Jacob Jordan goes to the right side to Jake Freshall, looking in for Nautical in the paint. They flip it down to Keithley in the corner. Keithley is going to put up the three from the left side. It's up and off, no good. Ball tipped out of there, and Keithley gets his own rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Keithley with the put back. What a job, though, by Jacob Jordan to tip the ball back over to his teammate on the offensive rebound. Ebling will push it into forecourt and give the ball up to Warren. Feeds it into Sutton, move to the hoop. Nice move to the basket, whistle, and a foul is going to be called.
That's the Irish's first team foul, and it will be called on number 45, Brogan Noctigal.
At the free throw line, Caden Sutton. He has 2 points so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up. Rims around and won't drop. He'll get another try. Subs into the ball game now for the Irish. Joe Simon back into the lineup, and Sam Dunn making his first appearance. Noctigal will set out. Second shot is up and off also. No good for Sutton. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, off, couldn't get it, try for put back again, can't get it, that's Vitosh. DJ had two shots at it under there and couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to the Irish. Some of the Griffin fans not happy with the way that transpired. Jacob Jordan lost a handle on it. Schwong takes the ball away, gets it underneath. Moving toward the hoop is Simon, reverse lay-in up off the glass and good. Joe Simon with his first field goal of the ball game, and it's 8-2. Irish on top, 3:18 to go. Here in the first quarter, Ebling around defenders, flips it to the corner, up to Vitosh on the right elbow. DJ moves between defenders. He's a big boy. He just kind of makes his own way down through there. Ball got away from him, went out of bounds. What is Vitosh? Is he a sophomore?
Yeah. He is a sophomore, yes.
Looks like we've got timeout taken on the floor. 3:07 to go in the first quarter, 8-2. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
SCS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SCS office a call.
SCS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
The 3:07 to play in the first quarter here in Odell. 8-2, your Irish on top. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Jacob Jordan into forecourt. Jordan to the left side to Jake Freshall. Across to Jordan. Skip pass across near side on the wing. Back to the top of the key it goes. Sam Dunn in the paint. Flips it down to Freshall in the corner. Back to the top of the key again. It comes to Dunn. Here's Jacob Jordan for three, right side, up and good. Jacob Jordan with his first bucket of the night. He nails the three from the wing out here on the right side, and suddenly it's a 11-2 lead here. Irish up by nine. Ebling has his pocket picked, and then the ball is stolen back, then stolen back again. Lots of contact over here. Players on the floor all over the place. Sam Dunn went down hard as he and Cooper Ebling were going after that loose basketball. Touch last by Dunn. And it'll belong to the Griffins. I think the official was probably right in not blowing a whistle there. Everybody was going after the loose basketball. Ebling will come down and set it up now for the Griffins. Very patiently across the timeline to the left wing with his pass to Nate Lyons. Lyons thought about the three, guarded there closely by Keithley. Now lob pass into Sutton. He's double-teamed, not to call it on the baseline, taking Sutton away from the basket. Back to the top of the key, it comes up to T.J. Vitosh. Now with the ball again is Caden Sutton in the corner. Spin move, jump shot from the corner for three, up and good. Nailing the three is Nate Lyons. Lyons' first bucket of the night. And it's 11-5. The lead is 6. There's a three-pointer for the Irish. It's up and good from the right side. Answering quickly was Sam Dunn with a three-pointer of his own from down here in the corner on the right side. Ebling will push it down and set the offense. A pick set over there by Vitash on the pick and roll. Around it comes to Ebling left wing. Jordan is with him. Ebling has the ball stripped away by Simon. Vitash dives in after. Ball flips out loose. Down court with it is Dunn. Dunn feeds it to the right side. Nautical. Bank shot off the glass. Up and good for Brogan Nautical. He's got 5 points. And it's 16-5, an 11-point lead. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Sacred Heart. A minute, 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ebling with the basketball, the 5'10 senior point guard. He's kind of the spark plug that runs the offense. Ebling takes it in, tries for a driving layup. Ball is blocked away. Rebound down to the Irish. Fast break, Sam Dunn, the other end. Late. Good. Sam Dunn has 5 points in the ball game, and it's 18-5. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. 49 seconds showing on the clock. With the dribble is Ebling. Flips it out to the right side. Nate Lyons. Lyons takes a couple of dribbles, guarded there by Keithley. Back to Ebling at the free throw circle. The Lyons in the corner, right side. He's guarded closely. Up to Vitash, left elbow. TJ tries to penetrate free throw line. They feed it under to Sutton in traffic. Ball flipped away, grabbed up loose. Now Lyons has the ball once again. Nate Lyons up top. Ebling in traffic. Ball tipped away. Probably going to be a foul there.
That'll be a foul on number 45, Brogan Nostigal. That is his second foul and the Irish's second team foul for the quarter.
18-5 your score, 16 seconds to go here. Checking in now, Derek Schwong. Schwong will come in, and I'm sure Nostigal will set out with two personals here. They don't get him out of this quarter without any more. It'll be the Griffins basketball under their own basket. They'll trigger it in. Nate Lyons tosses in. Vitash has it in the corner right side. TJ tries to move toward the bucket, moving defenders out of the way in front of him. That looks like a snowplow coming down off that baseline. Top of the key, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They get it to Vitash. He'll launch a shot. Oh, sound of the buzzer didn't go down. The buzzer sounds. 18-5 your score. Irish on top. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska, Dillard-Odell High School. Randy Gatula, Matt Meyerly with you. Matt, that was kind of a fast-paced first quarter.
It was. Quick first quarter.
Up and down the floor. 18-5. Irish getting the better end of things here. I'm sure that Griffin's looking to get their offense on track now. Zach Warren with the ball. Gives it up to Ebling. Ebling, top of the key, left side. Lyons for three. Back of the iron in the air, no good, and the rebound down to Keithley. Evan Keithley with the basketball. Keithley takes it all the way into the corner. Skip pass comes across to Jacob Jordan. Open look three, off the rim, no. Keithley with the rebound. Fought for underneath and grabbing the ball under the basket was Zach Warren. Outlet pass to Ebling. Ebling finds Warren in forecourt. Warren with the basketball between the rings, inside the paint. Into Lyons, turnaround free throw line, jump shot up by Lyons, off no good. Joe Simon with a rebound. Simon has Keithley out ahead of him, now feeds it underneath, all the way in goes Freshel. He has the ball stripped away, knocked out of bounds by the Griffins, and it'll stay with Sacred Heart. Zach Schwong on the floor right now in place of Brogan Nautical. Nautical on the bench with two personal fouls here in the opening minute of play here in the second quarter. Inbound the pass into Freshel in traffic. Nice move through traffic, off the glass, up and good for Jake Freshel. His first 2 points of the ball game. And it's 20-5. Irish have opened up a 15-point advantage. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. With the ball is Zach Warren. He feeds it into traffic. It's tipped around and stolen. They tried to get it into Cooper Morgan, and he had the ball stolen. Jordan feeds it off the freshman left wing. There's a ball going to be kicked off the foot of Ebling. It's going to roll to the far end with 6:49 to go here in the first half. 20-5 in the girls' game earlier tonight. The Sacred Heart Irish got the win 62-29 over the Lady Griffins. Both teams will be appearing Monday in the Mudecas tournament in Beatrice. Simon around the horn left side to Freshel. Jake Freshel. Oh, nice feed to Swong. Swong up off the glass. Got it. Oh, they're going to say travel. Well, it was a nice pass. They found Derek Swong on the left side of the basket, but he couldn't get the dribble down, and it's called for traveling. Inbound the pass to Ebling. Ebling puts the ball down court. That's Arnold with it. Arnold tries to put a little underhanded flip shot on the baseline left side, and I believe he's going to be fouled.
Looks like that'll be a foul on number 50, Derek Schwong. That is his first foul for the half, and the Irish's third team foul.
Jason Arnold at the line, shooting two shots. First one is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. That's Jason's first point of the evening. Makes their score 20-6. Arnold's second free throw is up, and it rims off no good, and the rebound down to Joe Simon. Simon, outlet pass, quickly down to Jordan for three from the right wing. Got it. Jacob Jordan, his second three-pointer of the night. He's got six, and it's 23-6 with 6:14 to play in the first half. Ebling on the dribble, flips it into the corner. Nate Lyons for three. No, ball tipped around, and the rebound to Swong. Outlet to Jordan. Jordan pushes it down. Three on two, fast break. Decides to back it out and set the offense. Simon in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Joe Simon, his second field goal. He's got five in the ballgame.
There's a timeout on the floor. Sacred Heart leads 25-6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska. 5:55 left to play in the first half here at Dilbert Odell High School. 25-6, the Sacred Heart Irish jumping out to an early lead here on the Griffins. Over on KTNC tonight, the Fall City Tigers are hosting Nebraska City Lords Central in the girls' game. Lords was trailing at the end of three quarters, but the Knights came back and got the win 44-40. Over the Lady Tigers in Fall City. Those games being heard over on KTNC. John Nixon has the call. We're back to live action here in Odell. Cooper Ebling starts up court. Sam Dunn harassing him all the way down court in the man-to-man defense. Ebling gives the ball up to Sutton. Right back to Ebling. The Lions in the corner. Into Sutton. Ball tripped away. Grabbed up by Schwong. Outlet pass comes over to Jake Freshel. Freshel one-on-one against Ebling in the paint. Puts it underneath to Schwong. Shot is up and good. For Derek Schwong. They did a good job there, Jake Freshel, of finding Schwong under the basket for the easy two. 27-6. Griffins just can't get the offense to fall here. They've had some good looks at the bucket. Can't get it to drop. Sutton in traffic. Ball is tipped away again and stolen. This time Sam Dunn feeds it down to Simon. Simon all the way for the lay-in. Up and good. Irish are getting a lot of easy points on fast break layups here. And I think yes.
We'll take another 30-second break. Sacred Heart leads 29-6. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
The region, Sunny 101.3.
Back once again here in Odell, 5:01 to play in the first half. 29-6 our score. The Sacred Heart Irish with a dominating performance so far in the ballgame here over the Diller-Odell Griffins. Griffins will have the basketball when play is resumed. Ebling on the dribble. Cooper Ebling gets it into forecourt on the left side. Zach Warren. Warren up top to Jason Arnold. Now to Ebling. They feed it inside Lyons. Ebling open look for three. Off the rim. No. Couldn't get it. Joe Simon there with the rebound. Simon on the fast break. Boy, the Irish are running with the basketball every opportunity they get. In the traffic goes Dunn. Right side, Jake Freshel. Spin move. Good job defensively down there by Zach Warren to take that baseline away from Freshel. Freshel back between the rings, top of the key, left wing. Went over to Keithley with it. Now Freshel backs it out to reset things. This is Joe Simon holding the ball. Lob pass inside Keithley. Keithley, spin move off the glass. That was sweet. Nice move to the basket by Evan Keithley. There were two defenders on him on the baseline. He somehow stepped between them and laid it off the glass. Now we're going to have a whistle out here near midcourt.
Foul on number 14 from the Irish. That is Evan Keithley. That is his first personal foul for the half and the Irish's fourth team foul.
Not a shooting foul, so it'll just be the Griffin's basketball to inbound. Into Ebling it comes. The ball inbounded there by Zach Warren. Ebling down court goes to Warren. Baseline left side in traffic. Sutton all alone under the basket. Couldn't get it. Had an uncontested try for the lay-in. And Sutton just could not get it to go in the hole. Rebound to the Irish. Jacob Jordan feeds it out to the right. Open look. Sam Dunn for three. Can't get it. Rebound brought down by Nate Lyons. Lyons will bring the ball up court himself for the Griffins. To the left wing, pass comes to Zach Warren. Warren flips it around under the basket. In traffic, Sutton, point blank. This time he got it. Caden Sutton had to come away a little bit frustrated that last trip. He had an open look and couldn't get it down. He got that one, and Sutton now has 4 points in the ballgame. 31-8. Here's a three on the way by Keithley. Got it. Evan Keithley nails the three. He hits 41% of his three-point shots on this season. And Keithley showed us why right there. They give him an open look, and he drilled it. At midcourt, well, Stu Goodbye just got his possession arrow knocked off the table over there by the basketball. It went out of bounds, apparently, off the Irish, so it'll stay with the Griffins. 2:50 to go here in the first half as they inbound the pass. Sutton feeds it into Ebling at the free throw line, right side in the corner, back up again to Sutton around, or on the right wing, that was Lyons handling the ball. Now Ebling backs it out. Ebling, a cross court pass, Zach Warren. Warren, free throw line, flips it to the left wing, Lyons. Lyons on the dribble across to Ebling, almost had it taken away. Ebling gets the ball back, a little wrap around pass. Into the corner, Lyons had an open look. Jump shot, Lyons left wing off the front of the rim and would not go down. And then stolen back. A good job defensively getting the steal. And a jump shot from the right side still won't go. That one put up by Nate Lyons. Rebound, Irish. Down court in a hurry. They feed it underneath. They were looking under there for Simon. Good defense by the Griffins to tip the ball away. Got a couple of subs checking in here for the Griffins. Who's off the bench? Like Arnold is one of them.
Jason Arnold and Callum McKinney and Zach Warren and TJ Vidosh exit the game.
Okay, so McKinney in the ball game now. Callum McKinney in traffic. Jake Freshel. Pass comes up to Zach Keithley, who's in the lineup now. Zach Keithley feeds the corner. Driving layup up, off, no good. Try for tip in by Zach Keithley, won't go. Out of bounds, the ball knocked away by Caden Sutton on the baseline. Sutton touched it last. The Irish will get it back. 34-8 your score. Irish on top with a minute 46 to play. Here's an inbound pass and a lay-in doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Brogan Nautical. Nautical now with 7 points. He's back in the ballgame. He sat out quite a bit of this first half as he picked up two early fouls. Oh, there's a shot that probably should have been taken on the left side by Sutton. He tried to get it to his teammate. Driving lay-in up, basket counts, and a whistle, and a foul. A basket by Sam Dunn. He'll go to the line.
Well, it'll be a foul on the Griffins. Number 12, Cooper Ebling. That is his first personal foul, and the Griffins' third team foul for the half.
for the and one. Sam Dunn, he got the basket. Here's the and one shot up and good. Sam Dunn now and has 8 points in the ball game. Minute 18 to play here in the first half. 39-8, your score. Irish dominating in this performance so far. Substituting freely here. I don't think there are any. Just one starter, Jacob Jordan, left on the floor right now for Sacred Heart. Ball is tipped away, grabbed up by Ebling in backcourt. He'll dribble across the timeline with 1 minute to play. Pass into the corner, knocked away, tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Jake Freshel. Now checking back into the lineup for the Griffins comes Nate Lyons. Lyons will check in, and Caden Sutton will have a seat. 59 seconds to go, first half, 39-8. Irish on top, inbound the pass. At the top of the key, Jason Arnold. Arnold, left elbow, Nate Lyons. Back up to Ebling. Ebling with the basketball. Into the corner, deep baseline left side. Ebling directing traffic with one hand, holding the basketball with the other, down to 38 seconds. Left wing, that's McKinney holding the ball. He's guarded by Jordan in the man-to-man defense. McKinney up to Ebling, back to McKinney again. Had a little bit of a look. McKinney's pass is going to be stolen away. Jake Freshel driving left-handed lay-in up and good for Jake Freshel. He's got 4 points, and it's 41-8. 17 seconds to go. We're going to have traveling called on the Griffins here near midcourt, and they'll turn the ball back over again to the Irish. Another sub checking in over here.
Preston Engelman comes in for the Griffins, and Keith Lee comes in for the Irish.
Engelman, a 5'6 sophomore, checking into the lineup. Down to 11 seconds, Jacob Jordan right side. Up 41-8, the Irish. Jordan goes around to the corner to Nautical. Back up to Jordan with two. Jordan dribbles in, driving lay-in. Got it. The basket will count. He got it to fall, and that puts Jacob Jordan up to 8 points.
After one half of basketball, the Irish lead the Griffins 43-8. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
Very good.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street, and Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Welcome back to Dillard High School. It's time now for the Sunny 101.3 halftime scoring recap. Here's Randy with a look at the numbers.
At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Dillard Griffins 43-8, our halftime score. Numbers, first of all, for the Griffins. They're led by Caden Sutton. He has 4 points. Nate Lyons with three. and Jason Arnold added one for their total of eight. From the free throw line, the Griffins went 1 out of 4 at the charity stripe. Boy, the Sacred Heart Irish, a really balanced scoring attack. Listen to this. Jacob Jordan with 8. Sam Dunn with 8. Evan Keithley with 7. Joe Simon with 7. Brogan Nottigal with 7. Jake Freshel with 4. And Derek Swong added 2 for their total of 43. The Irish went 2 out of 3 from the free throw line from the charity stripe. And at the half, they lead it 43-8. In the girls' game earlier this evening, it was Sacred Heart over Del Rodel, 62-29. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, then we're going to update you with the local weather forecast, another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Pine County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We will see warming temperatures as we go into early this weekend, but as we go into Sunday, we will see a drop in temperature for both Sunday and Monday. However, this drop in temperature actually returns us to more seasonal highs. We do start to warm back up going into Tuesday due to a strong ridge of high pressure that will be passing through the area following that low pressure system. We'll be above average with highs anywhere in the 40s and 50s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly clear skies, the low in the upper teens. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. And Sunday, sunny with a high in the mid-30s. For early next week, Monday, sunny and with a high in the upper 30s. And we do continue to warm up going into Tuesday with sunny skies and a high at almost 50 degrees. And Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies and a high actually in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling.
Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
Sunny 101.6, covering the Tri-State area.
We welcome you back to Odell, Nebraska, Del Odell High School. Randy Gatula, Matt Meyerly with you. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Del Odell Griffins 43-8, our halftime score. I want to remind everyone we'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow on our sister station KTNC. John Nixon will be in St. Joseph, Missouri tomorrow at 12 noon. The Mountain City Panthers take on the Nebraska City Pioneers. And at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, the Sacred Heart Irish will be in St. Joe as they'll be facing the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. Those games being heard on KTNC tomorrow because we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs here on Sunny with a Saturday afternoon game, and we're contractually obligated to carry the Chiefs on Sunny, so that's why the high school game from Bishop LeBlanc will be over on KTNC. I want to remind you also, both of these schools, Sacred Heart and Dill Odell, involved in the Mudecas tournament. I believe it's a 93rd annual. On Monday, the Del Odell girls will face Parkview Christian at 3:30, and Sacred Heart will play Lewiston at 5 o'clock. That's at the City Auditorium. On Tuesday, Sacred Heart's boys will play Johnson County Central at 6:30 at the Auditorium, and the Del Odell boys will face Exeter Milligan at 8:30 across the street at Beatrice Middle School. Well, that's what these schools are doing. Then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll pick up the tournament with semifinal action here on Sunny 101.3. We won't have radio coverage Monday and Tuesday, but it's going to be a fun chance for me to go over and take some pictures of some of my favorite basketball players. So we'll be doing that on Monday. All right, ready to move to second half action here. Again, 43-8, your score. The Sacred Heart Irish with a big dominating first half in this basketball game, and we're ready to get underway. It'll be the Irish basketball. The inbound pass comes into Jacob Jordan, and he'll come and set it up with a pass to the right side off to Freshel. Around it comes to Keithley. Down in the corner, Brogan Optical, baseline left side of the basket. Now Keithley for three from the left corner. Off the basket, doesn't go, and the rebound to Simon. Feeds it into Jacob Jordan in the paint off the glass. Shot is up and good, and Jacob Jordan is in double figures. He has 10 points in the basketball game. Here come the Griffins, trying to find some offense here in this second half. Only managed 8 points total in the first two stanzas. Let's see if they can get something going. Zach Warren to Ebling. Ebling into Sutton. Nice move. Spin move and just won't go. Boy, Caden Sutton's had some tough luck over there.
Absolutely.
Had some point blank, I call them bunnies, and the bunnies just won't drop for him tonight. There's a nice move to the hoop and off the glass, up and good by Jake Freshel. Freshel now with 6 points. Yeah, you get underneath there, the big man like that, that's got to be frustrating for him. The ball, it's just like there's a lid on the basket. It won't drop. There's a spin move in the paint. No chance for the shot. Ebling gets it out on the right elbow. Ebling back up top of the key to Warren. They feed it underneath. There, Sutton. No, it wouldn't go. The poor young man, he just, Caden has had so many opportunities. Thought that one was a sure bet on the baseline, and it wouldn't drop for him. Here's Keithley from the left corner for three. Got it. He'll put those down if you give them to him, and that's Evan Keithley. Nailing the three. He's in double figures and has 10 points. 50-8 your score now. The Griffins with the basketball. In traffic, Young has it stripped away by Simon. Got it back. Gives it to Sutton. Sutton has it stripped and stolen by Nautical. Brogan Nautical, outlet pass to Jordan. Feeds it right side underneath. Oh, what a job. They passed the ball and found Simon. just waiting under the bucket for the basket. Joe Simon with the easy two. He's got 9 points now in the ballgame. Jump shot, left side, comes up short. Rebound brought down. Breschel, he wants to run with it. Breschel kicks it to the right side. Jacob Jordan for three. Off the glass, no. Rebound Cooper Ebling. Ebling, he'll push it the other way now for the Griffins to get some offense going. Ebling all the way in. Floater off the glass. Rolled around and got it down. Nice move there by Cooper Ebling. That's his first 2 points of the ball game. He had two defenders in front of him and still managed to get it off the glass on the right side of the lane and got it in the hole. Inside goes Nautical against Sutton. Nautical has his shot blocked. Now a fight for the loose basketball. Jump ball will be called. Possession arrow is going to point toward the Griffins. Oh, help me out here. A whole host of new players in.
Looks like there's all new subs in for the Griffins. Cooper Morgan, TJ Vidosh, Braden Winland, Kyle McKinney, and Preston Engelman are in the game.
Sure helps when you go to school with all those guys, doesn't it? I knew you could do that a lot faster than I could look them up. In the forecourt, here come the Griffins with the basketball on the right side. McKinney up top to TJ Vidosh. In traffic, again to McKinney on the right side. He wanted to put up a shot, can't get it. Now we're going to have five subs off the bench coming in for the Irish. Here's Vitosh in traffic. Boy, no place to go. He's going to have to get out of the lane and does so. Engelman in the corner. Preston Engelman on the dribble. Bounce pass to the corner left side. Long three off the glass. No. Rebound Jordan. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody scrambles after it. Vitosh, you're not going to take him all away from TJ. He comes up with the basketball. And now we've got subs in. Schwong checks in. Looks like also into the ball game is Sam Dunn. Checking in for the Irish. James Freshel on the floor now, and we'll pick up some more of these subs coming in for Sacred Heart. Looks like Zach Keithley is on the floor. Jack Stice on the floor. Stice with the basketball down to Keithley. Back to Stice up top. Sam Dunn for three. Short off the front of the rim. Ball is fought for. Schwong comes out with it. Schwong gets it up top into the corner. Little spin move baseline left side by James Freshel. They feed it underneath. Schwong gets the loose basketball again to James Freshel. Floater in the paint. James Freshel. Shot is up and good. James Freshel with his first 2 points of the ball game. 3:35 to go. We're in the third quarter, and we don't have a starter on the floor right now for either team. It's all number twos out there. Vitosh in the corner. He had an open look. Schwong comes out to pick him up. TJ, a cross-court skip pass tipped away. Sam Dunn chases after it, coming up with the loose basketball. Wendland, that is. Wendland back to Vitosh, throw with a skip pass to the right corner. Now McKinney handles the basketball. Coming out to chase McKinney out here is James Freshel. McKinney gives it into the corner. Engelman. Engelman dribbles baseline, deep baseline right side. He had an open look there, didn't want to take it. Skip pass across to the left elbow. Underneath, there's a shot off the glass, up and good by Cooper Morgan. Morgan, a 6'2 freshman, has his first 2 points. 54-12, your score. Derek Schwong with the ball to the corner on the left side, down to James Freshel. Up to Schwong it comes again. Around the horn, Jack Stice gets the ball. Down to Sam Dunn, jump shot right side, no. Vitosh there for the rebound. TJ with the outlet pass. Gets it down court to Kellen McKinney. McKinney, a little behind the back dribble, picks up his dribble to the corner on the right side. Boy, trapped in a hurry down there was Wendland. Skip pass across to the corner to Engelman. Preston Engelman can't get to the baseline. Vitosh, Engelman, open look, three, right corner, off the front of the rim, is tipped around, the rebound is pulled down over here by McKinney. McKinney with a shot from the corner, or he gave the outlet pass out. The shot was actually put up by Wendland. Ball gets away and goes out of bounds off the Griffins. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Now into the game for the Irish is Riley Nelson. Nelson, a 6-foot junior, comes in replacing, looks like Zach Keithley sets down. So Riley Nelson in the ball game. Nelson on the dribble to the left side. Here's a long three that's off the iron. Put up and doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Riley Nelson. So Nelson, who just checked into the game moments ago, already has a quick basket. 56-12. Riley Nelson with the basket there. The Irish continue to pull away. In the corner on the right side with the ball is Preston Engelman into Vitosh in traffic. His shot is off the glass, up and good. TJ, a big, strong sophomore, 6 foot, looks like a left offensive tackle. Mm-hmm. And he just powered that one up off the glass and got it down for two. Here come the Irish at the top of the key. They go to Riley Nelson on the left wing. Nelson pass up to Sam Dunn at the top of the circle. Round to Jack Stice. Stice goes to Nelson in the paint. Nelson hands the ball off to Schwong. Schwong goes up with a shot, gets it blocked. Whistle on a foul, and I think we're probably going to have Derek Schwong at the line.
That will be the first foul called on the half by Cooper Morgan, number 24 on the Griffins. That's the Griffins' first team foul and his first personal.
Derek Schwong's first free throw is up and good. He's got 3 points now. He'll have another shot coming. We got another sub in here for the Griffins. Like Zach Warren back
Zach
at the
Warren.
Point. Okay, second shot is up and off, no good, and Zach Warren comes down with the rebound for the Griffins. Into forecourt, that's McKinney with the basketball. McKinney into the corner. In traffic, here comes Vintage again, and he just... Look at this. A no-look, over-the-shoulder hook shot, and I mean it. No-look, and he got it to drop.
After three quarters of basketball and only one quarter to go, the Irish lead 57-16. We'll be back after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State.
We welcome you back here to Del Rodell. We move to the fourth and final quarter. 57-16. That's our score after three quarters. The ball belongs to the Griffins. I believe we've got the starters back on the floor here. Zach Warren gives it up top to Ebling. Back to Warren in the corner. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Looks like all five starters for both teams are back on the floor to start this fourth quarter. I have a feeling that's going to be short-lived with the score where it is at 57-16. We're going to be back here in February, I believe February 8th, I believe what you told me,
yes.
Matt, when the Fall City Tigers come to Del Rodell, and we will be here with live play-by-play coverage of that doubleheader. Matt will be joining me again.
Yes, I should be back.
Okay, we hope that works out for you. Fall City Tigers out here at Del Rodell. There's an inbound pass moving to the basket. The shot is up and will fall for Caden Sutton. Rebound. Flips it up to the top of the key. Zach Warren. Now Ebling handles the ball. Ebling, left elbow. Goes across court to Wendland. Baseline left side moving toward the hoop. Jump shot tried to put up with Jason Arnold. Tipped away, stolen by Ebling. Ebling gives it back to Arnold. Down court, Zach Warren driving lay-in up. Warren couldn't get it to fall, but he'll be fouled.
Be a shooting foul on the Irish. That'll be called on number 14, I believe. Evan Keithley. That is his second foul of the game. And the Irish's first team foul.
At the free throw line, free throw is up and good. Getting the basket there was Zach Warren that got it to drop. Did he hit both of those? No, just one of them. He made one of them.
Just one of them, yep.
All right, here come the Irish again, a cross-court pass. They feed it inside. Joe Simon backs in, turnaround hook shot up, bounce once, two, three times, and he got the roll. Joe Simon in double figures. He now has 11 for the Irish. It's 59-17. On the dribble comes Zach Warren with the basketball to Cooper Ebling. Ebling holds it for a moment, flips it to the left side to Nate Lyons. Inside, Ebling moved to the basket, shot up and good. Nice job by Cooper Ebling. Ebling has 4 points now. I went between two defenders. Irish kind of got caught standing on that one there for a minute. As Ebling went between defenders, threaded the needle and dropped it. Sacred Heart on the move with the basketball. Here comes Not to Go. Look out. Not to Go to Keithley. Inside Simon. Now in the traffic. They flip it to the right side. Not to Go steps back for three and got it. Did you see Brogan Not to Go? He looked down to make sure he had his toe behind the line. And then nailed the three from down in the corner. Makes it 62-19. Zach Warren with the ball. To the right elbow. Nate Lyons back up top. It comes to Warren again. Jason Arnold feeds it underneath. In traffic is Zach Warren. Arnold to Ebling around the horn to the right wing. Inside Sutton. There's his shot. Won't go. Got his own rebound. Follow shot. Won't go. Falls to the floor. And I believe we're going to put Sutton at the line to shoot two here.
Foul is on number 45. Brogan knocked a goal. That is his third personal foul and the Irish's second team foul for the half.
At the free throw line, Sutton shot is up and good. Sutton is now one out of three from the free throw line, has 5 points. And
many subs.
Okay, I'll let you pick up the ones for the Griffins.
TJ Vidosh is in the game for the Griffins and Cooper Morgan.
Second shot is up for Caden Sutton and doesn't go. Riley Nelson with the rebound. Irish are subbing here too. Nelson with the basketball. Riley Nelson on the left elbow. Looking inside. Gets the pass in. In traffic. They kick it out to the corner. There's Sam Dunn for three. Shot is up and good. Nelson with the assist. Sam Dunn with the three-pointer. And now Sam Dunn is in double figures. He has 11 points. Inside of 4 minutes to go in this one. 3:42 clock is running. Griffin's basketball, baseline in the corner, right side, Jason Arnold across to Vitosh for three, got it! TJ's having some fun out here. After that circus shot that he made at the end of the quarter, the no-look hook shot, comes back and nails a three. Here's a three for the Irish by Jack Stice. Jack Stice puts up a three from the corner over on the right side of the basket. In traffic, baseline left side. Trapped down there for a minute. They give it up top. A three on the way for the Griffins. That shot launched by Zach Warren doesn't go. Loose basketball. Warren comes up with the ball somehow in all that traffic. Clears it out to his teammate Jason Arnold. Now Vitosh with a bounce pass. Tries to put it inside. And then Schwong down there battling with Cooper Morgan for the basketball. It goes out of bounds off of Derek Schwong. Morgan down there will get the basketball.
Number 35, Zach Keithley's in the game for the Irish.
He'll replace Derek Schwong, who sets out. Inbounding the pass, triggered it in. Baseline right side is Zach Warren for the Griffins. Lobs it all the way up top here. Flips it into Jason Arnold. Back to the right wing. It comes again to Zach Warren. Skip pass. Here comes TJ. Look out. Cross court pass. Three on the way from the right elbow. Off, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Foot back up. Can't get it. Warren has the ball, falling down, puts it out to his teammate. Loose basketball grabbed up in the corner by Sam Dunn. Irish with the fast break, all the way down under the basket. Spin move, off the glass, shot up, off, no good. Rebound brought down, James Arnold. Jason Arnold with the rebound. He'll bring it into forecourt himself and give it up to TJ Vitosh at the top of the key. Back to Arnold, baseline left side in the corner, finds Vitosh again between the rings. In traffic, no place to go. Sutton, spin move off the glass, just couldn't get it to fall. Nice job, though, saving the ball from going out of bounds by Sutton. He flips it in. The loose basketball grabbed up by Jack Stice. Stice brings it down. Here's a three from the corner right side. Sam Dunn got it. Sam Dunn with back-to-back threes. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. Looks like we're going to have subs checking in. Don't know if this is actually going to be a timeout or just going to run subs in. I think they're just going to use it to get some subs into the ballgame. Who you got off the bench this time? It's like McKinney.
Engelman, McKinney, Wendland.
All right. Vitosh is still in there.
Vitosh is in.
So Zach Warren.
Warren.
Almost stolen. Now it is stolen. Down court it goes. Lay in off the glass. Up and good for the Irish. James Freshel with his second bucket. He's got four, a minute 10 to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll be back with a look at the individual scoring in our post-game scoring wrap. So stay tuned for that. Griffin's basketball flips into the corner. No shot there for Engelman. Engelman with an open look, doesn't want to take it, holds the ball for a minute, now dribbles around the defender to the top of the key to Wendland. Pass comes to the right side. That's McKinney with the basketball. McKinney with a left-handed dribble. Clock down to 40 seconds to go. McKinney guarded by Jack Stice. He's trapped down there. Now McKinney's in trouble. Gets the ball flipped back up to Zach Warren. Inside Vitas. Vitas with a nice pass. But the ball is ripped away underneath by Schwong, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we're going to be at the line. There's a running clock. You'll notice because of the point difference. At the line, Preston Engelman. First free throw is on the way up and good. We'll have another shot coming. 8 seconds. He's got time to get it off here before the buzzer sounds with the running clock. Engelman's second free throw is up. It's good also. He got them both. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 73 and the Dilbert O'Dell Griffins 25. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. And after the 2-minute timeout, we'll be back with a post-game scoring wrap on Sunny 101.3.
CNN Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at CNN Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's CNN Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfia.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
This is Sunny. And we welcome you back to O'Dell, Nebraska, Dilbert O'Dell High School, with the final score tonight. The Sacred Heart Irish have defeated the Dilbert O'Dell Griffins 73-25. It's time now for the Sunny 101.3 post-game scoring recap. And here to take a look at all the numbers is Matt Meyerly.
Starting with the Dilbert O'Dell, T.J. Vinosh led the boys with 7 points, falling Caden Sutton with 5. Cooper Ebling had 4. Nate Lyons had 3. Cooper Morgan and Preston Engelman both with 2. And Zach Warren and Jason Arnold both with 1. Free throws, they were 5 of 10. And for the Sacred Heart Irish, pretty evenly distributed. Sam Dunn led with 14 points. Jacob Jordan, actually, Joe Simon had 11. Jacob Jordan, Evan Keithley, and Brogan Noctigal all had 10. Jake Froschel had 6. James Froschel had 4. Derek Schwong and Jake Stice both with 3. And Riley Nelson with 2. Their free throws, they were 3-5.
That's right, 3-5. So your final score tonight, 73-25 in the boys' contest. In the girls' game tonight, it was the Irish over the Lady Griffins, 62-29. I want to remind everybody once again, John Nixon will be on the air tomorrow at 12 noon from Bishop LeBlanc High School in St. Joseph, as he'll have the Mount City Panthers facing the Nebraska City Pioneers. And then at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, kind of a short turnaround time for the Irish boys after this win, they'll be playing the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles, a 4:30 tip-off. Both of those games live on KTNC tomorrow. John Nixon will have the play-by-play. Meanwhile, here on Sunny 101.3, we invite you to join us for Kansas City Chiefs football, the Chiefs on the road taking on the Denver Broncos. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. Matt Marley, thank you for sitting in with us. We'll look forward to seeing you again in February.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Randy.
All right. For Matt Marley, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. It was the Sacred Heart Irish, 73, and the Dillard Bell Griffins, 25. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.